But if you'll turn your Bibles to Psalm 62, I want to talk to you this morning going into next year about expectations. What do you expect? Let me say that again. What do you expect? If you don't expect anything, that's exactly what you'll get. And what you're expecting is exactly what's going to show up. And we're going to talk about that this morning. It's so good. It's so good. In Psalm 62 and verse 3, it says, "How long will you attack a man? You shall be slain, all of you, like a leaning wall and a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his high position, and he delights in the lies. They bless with their mouth, but their curse inwardly. My soul," now listen to this, "my soul waits silently for God alone, and my expectation is from him. He is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Is God my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God." See, what this is talking about is that people will come against you. I got troubles, whoa, whoa, right? I mean, all of us have people and situations that come against us, but where does our expectation lie? Does our expectation lie in, well, if they treat me nice, then my life is good? Or if they do right, then everything is okay? Or is our expectation in the God of the universe said that he loved me and that he's blessing me because my expectation is in him? Back to verse 5. Listen to this again. This is so important and so good. It says, "My soul waits silently for God alone." You know what that means? That means that in the midst of your confusion, in the midst of the turmoil that's coming against your head, right? You got to go, wait a minute. Mind, shut up. I'm going to wait on. In other words, I'm going to get into the presence of God and quiet myself down. Is that easy? Sometimes it's not easy, but it's worth the effort. Right? And whatever that takes, I'm going to sit before the Lord. I'm going to meditate on his word. I'm going to worship the Lord. I'm going to shut things out. But I am going to wait silently for God alone. In other words, Lord, I don't want to hear anybody else's voice but yours. I don't want to have anybody else's opinion but yours. Lord, I know I've got a lot of people telling me to do a lot of different things, but I need to hear from you. Because my expectation is from him. What does it mean to expect? It means that you're waiting in anticipation of what's coming. You're waiting in anticipation of what's coming. I'm going to ask you again, what are you expecting for this year? Is your expectation from the Lord, or is it from somebody else? Is it from your past? Is it from what others say about you, or is it from the Lord? My expectation is the Lord, and I'm going to wait on him. This is so important. I'm going to wait on him because I need to hear from him. How many have ever listened or gone, and I'm not against getting other people's counsel and all that. I'm not against that. But on the other hand, there are times where you just need to hear for yourself. Years ago, I was in a situation where I needed to hear from God for myself because I needed to make a decision, and it seemed like I had scripture going both ways, and I had definitely had friends, one saying go this way and one saying go that way. And I finally got to this man of God who, you know, I'd been to a few counselors even, and they heard my situation and said, "Well, man, that's a tough situation." And they didn't really give me any advice, right? And so I went to this man. His name was George Moss. And we were in, he was the associate pastor of a church I was going to. And he said, I said, "George, I don't know if you can help me or not." And then I explained the situation that I was in. And I said, "I don't know if you can help me or not." He said, Hey, let's not limit the Holy Ghost. That's what he said to me. He said, let's not limit the Holy Ghost. I said, yes, sir. And then he said, you need to hear from God. I thought, well, yeah, that's what I'm here for. I need to hear from God. He said, here's what I want you to do. Now, this is one way. It's not the only way, but it's one way to quiet yourself so that you can hear, so that your expectation can be from Him. He said, what I want you to do is I want you to pray as loud and as hard as you can in tongues until I say stop. We're in this office, and his office is a small office, and there's offices next to him, and church, you know, business is going on, and the walls are paper thin, right? I mean, you could hear everything, but he said, loud and proud, baby, I want you to, you know, and so we both went after it for about 10 minutes, or maybe a little bit longer, just loud, and now he said, now be quiet. Now be quiet. And I'm telling you, confusion I came into the office with, but after praying really hard and strong for 10 minutes, just concerted effort with my eyes on Jesus, peace came. You see, I didn't have the answer that day, but I knew where the answer was. And so my expectation of confusion before I went into that place of getting quiet before God shifted to an anticipation of I know that the steps of a righteous man are ordered to the Lord, and God is going to show up and show me what to do. And He did, right? So what is my expectation? What am I expecting from God? I'm telling you today that we need to shift our expectation. Now, some of us had expectation in the past, but our expectation because of time has slipped away. Well, maybe it wasn't God's will. Maybe that I didn't hear from God. Maybe I'm telling you absolutely that if you wait on God, and God spoke to you 5 years ago, He hasn't changed His mind. If He spoke to you 10 years ago, He hasn't changed His mind. If He spoke to you 25, 30, 40 years ago, He hasn't changed His mind. And I want to encourage you to get your expectation back on the One who is your fortress. He is your deliverer. He is your helper. He is your friend. He's the One that sticks closer than a brother. Now, when I'm using the word expectation in the New Testament, you could translate it, or another word that you could put in any place you see expectation, is hope. My hope. My hope is in Him. My hope for the future is in Him. Everything that I have to look forward to is out of hope that He's with me. And again, hope is not wishing. Hope is the confident expectation that God has promised He's faithful and He will deliver. My expectation is in Him. Now go to Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10. And we're going to look at verse 28. The hope of the righteous will be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked will perish. Expectation. If you're expecting bad things, it's going to bring you bad things. Right? And now let me just put this a little different way. What you're expecting is something that you're going to work toward. Right? If you're expecting, you're looking forward to it, you're making steps to get where you're going. Well, if your life is filled with evil thoughts, you're building an expectation for evil.
Yes.
Are you with me? And the results that you're going to get are evil.
Right.
Let me just say it this way. If your hope has been dashed and crushed, and you say, well, nothing good ever happens to me. That's your expectation speaking. And when your expectation is speaking like that, you're absolutely setting yourself up for nothing good happening to you. We have to change the words of our mouth to get in line with His Word so that our expectations are on Him, because we don't want the opposite.
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes.
What's going to happen in 2025? What are you going to let happen? What are you going to see happens? What are you going to believe for happening? What are you expecting to happen? Because oftentimes it's nothing more than self-fulfilled prophecy. I'm telling you today, my 2025 is going to be great. I'm telling you right now that my 2025 is going to be better than it's ever been. I'm expecting God to do some things in my life, and He has a part, and He's been speaking to me about certain things that I'm expecting to happen. And part of it, the healing school. I'm expecting God to show up. I'm expecting God for manifestations. I'm expecting for miracles to happen. Absolutely. I'm expecting that. Why? Because His Word promises it. And I believe His Word. Are you with me? What are you expecting? Well, you know, not much. Then not much is going to happen. Listen, if you're sitting in a position where it seems like all hell is against you, I need you to get out of that thinking and get transposed to the thinking of all heaven is for me.
Yes.
Let me say that again. If all hell is against you and that's the condition you find yourself in, that you've been under turmoil and turmoil and turmoil, rather than blaming God, why don't you get your expectation back on Him? And say, if God be for me, who can be against me? Right? This world is just temporary anyway. Come on, it's just but I'm telling you right now that God is for you. I'm telling you right now that God has a plan for your life. It's not over. It's not too late. You're not done. God has an expectation for you, right? And we've got to get in line with that expectation. I want you to read something out of Romans chapter 8. Watch this. This is so good. Romans chapter 8 happens to be one of my favorite chapters in the whole Bible. There's so much in it. I think I did a series on Romans chapter 8. It took me forever to get through it. So good. But I want to point out some scripture that most of the time we just kind of read through. But listen to what this is saying in verse 18. It says, For I consider that the suffering of this present times are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us. He's speaking of expectation. He's saying, I'm going through stuff down here, right? But this isn't over until God says it's over. And something is coming that's going to be much better than what we've had. I have an expectation that what God has told me is true. Verse 19, for the earnest expectation of creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. What does that mean? You go out and you look at deer, you look at elk, you look at the eagles, you look at even the trees, and you look at everything, and all of it has an expectation. Oh, there's an earnest waiting. I can't wait until Jesus comes back and He reveals Himself as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and the children of God come with Him as His bride, because when He comes back, He's going to make the earth all over again, and the sin that has infected all of creation is going to be dealt with, and it's going to be been brought back to the way that it was originally created. Think about that. I want you to have an expectation that your past is not absolutely tied to what has been, but your future is tied to what He has said. What's my expectation? Just like creation, I'm groaning. And I listen, but this is talking about when sin is dealt with. But here's what I want to put in your heart this morning. Sin has been dealt with in you because you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. What does that mean? That because I am in Christ, I should be reigning in life because of the grace of God that's been displayed upon me. I heard somebody say it this way. Grace is not just for your inadequacies. Grace is to help you thrive in who you are right now. In other words, sin, yeah, I've got this sin, I've got these thoughts or this thing, or I keep finding myself doing this or doing that. Listen, I'm telling you, the grace that God has given you is the answer for all of those situations. I don't care what sin is besetting you. If you'll put your expectations on God, who is able to deliver us from all of our unrighteousness, right? Come on, He's our answer. He's our answer. Let's read a little bit more. This is so good. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of Him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself will also be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. See, I'm not expecting to go into bondage. I'm expecting to go into liberty. Whatever has had me bound in the past, the chains are coming off because I expect God to deliver me. Right? Deliver me from frustration. Deliver me from sickness. Deliver me from depression. Deliver me from not being adequate. Listen, we have to begin to see God a lot bigger than we do.
Yes.
There's even a scripture in, I think it's Psalm 75, but I might be getting wrong. But God was mad at Israel because they forgot and they put limits on how big He is. We need to take the limitations back off of God. We need to expect His limitless power to be operating in our lives.
Yes.
Why? 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 Because there's people out there that need to see God working.
Yes.
There's people out there that need to hear God working. And you're absolutely speaking your expectations will bring into manifestation what God has promised. And everything has to be lined up with His Word. I'm not just saying willy-nilly, but He's promised me peace. So I just, no matter what you do to me, I'm going to have peace. Because that's my confidence, because my expectation is in Him. I refuse to be in bondage to anything, because He's given me liberty from everything. Shh, come on. My expectation is liberty. It's not bondage. Go with me to Philippians chapter 1. Are y'all getting anything this morning? Hallelujah. I want to fire you up. I want you to be just on fire going, Lord, this is going to be the best year I've ever had. Let me just tell you this as you're turning there. One of the things that I know my daughter does and I do all the time is I thank you, Lord, that I have favor with you. And according to Proverbs chapter 3, that causes me to have favor with man. God, I'm walking in your favor. 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 It's like, Lord, I thank you for favor. And here's the thing. My expectation is to have favor. But when I get favor, I acknowledge the favor is from the Lord. Let me just give you an example. Parking spaces. You know how crazy it's been? You know, and sometimes you're going around and around and around and around trying to find a parking space so you can go into the store and get a few things, right? Well, when I'm leaving to go to the store, Lord, I thank you that I have favor and you have a parking spot already for me. I heard this pastor talking. His wife had this little song, and I wish I knew it, but I don't. She'd sing as she was going to a store, and it was about a parking space, right? And he thought, well, that's silly. That's so silly. And she said, well, I don't care if you think it's silly or not, but every time she went to the store, she got a good parking spot. He started singing the song for himself. Right? See, I'm talking about what's your expectation. What I expect favor. I expect favor. I expect favor. I expect favor. What do you expect? Well, you know, I'm always going to be the last in line. Nothing good ever happens to me. Well, that's what you're going to get. But when you begin to operate, and I have the favor of God, I have the mind of Christ. God makes unto me wisdom from Him. I have the God who is with me, and He's for me, and He's not. I have an expectation that whatever crisis that I find myself in, that He's going to be my way out of the crisis. Because if God be for me, and He is, right? Answer that question, is God for you? If He's for you, then who can be against you? Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 1. And let's start in verse 19. For I know this, that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayer and supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness as always, as now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. What is my expectation? My expectation is that God is going to be glorified in my life and through my life no matter what happens. Let me say that again. My expectation is that no matter what's happening on the outside to me or around me, that God is going to use me to glorify Himself, and that Christ will be magnified through my life no matter what happens.
Yes. Woo! Come on.
So what am I saying? Bring it on, sucker. You know, enemy, what have you got? What have you got? What have you got? You can't do anything to take me out of the love of Christ. Bring it on. Because I'm not afraid of you. Because my expectation is in the one that I hope for. The one who's made Himself known to me. Are you with me? Come on. Come on. He's saying, listen. First of all, He's saying, listen, I know your prayers are working for me. Come on. Do you expect your prayers to be answered? Most Christians don't. Most Christians go, well, I hope it works. But they're not hoping with expectation. They're hoping with wishing. I know that 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 God hears my prayers. I know that. Why do I know that? Because He said that I could come boldly before His throne of grace to find help in my time of need. So when I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, even though I'm right here on the earth, I have this expectation based on His word that I'm right before His presence, that I'm in the throne room of God, and that God is listening to my prayers, and that God will answer my prayers, and that God will show me what to do, how to do it. Come on. And He'll give me the next step. My expectations will be fulfilled as I become obedient to do what He tells me to do.
Yes.
Right? I'm not talking about wishing pie in the sky. Listen, here's how it works, right? You're praying to God, Lord, what do I do? What do I need to do? What do I need? He says, trust me. And you go, no, that's not what I was asking, Lord. Lord, you know, what do I need to do? Trust me. And then He says, I want you to give. But Lord, you don't understand, I need. He says, no, but you asked me what to do. You asked me how to get your need met. I need you to give. Yeah. That doesn't make sense, Lord. Well, I trust you. Yeah. And my expectation is if I trust you, you'll meet my needs. Yeah. Well, give. But No buts. It's like, Lord, I'm trusting you. If you tell me to forgive, I'm going to forgive. If you tell me to pray for those who use me up and curse at me and do all, that's what I'm going to do. Why? Because my expectation is that out of obedience brings blessing. If I'll do what you tell me to do, then the results, see, he's up in heaven, right? And everything that you're doing in your life, he's writing down. Aren't you glad that the negative list is covered by the blood, right? I'm glad of that. But that positive list is tied to eternal rewards. I have an expectation that when I get to heaven, I'm going to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Because I expect to be rewarded for doing, I don't do it perfectly, none of us do. But that he's with me, he's for me. Glory to God. I have an expectation. Okay, go to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. And many know this first verse, but I want to read it. Listen to this. Let God speak to you out of this. It says, now faith. I like that. Faith is now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now faith. Watch this. What is faith? Faith is believing God. And believing in God's faithfulness. And trusting that his faithfulness is stronger than your circumstances. Now faith, it means if it's not right now, it's not faith. What does that mean? That just means if your faith is for something in the future, then it's not faith. You know, God someday is going to do something. No, if he's already promised you something, he's already done it. Like God's not going to forgive you. He already forgave you through the cross. Right? God's not going to heal you. He's already healed you by his stripes. God is not going to give you peace. He's already paid the price for your peace. So your expectation has to be in the now. Right now. I believe right now. Right now. I may not see it. But I know that God's going to meet my needs, right? God's put some things on my heart this year. I'm not going to go into detail, but it's impossible. It just doesn't, I don't know how it's going to happen, but if he's telling me to do certain things, he's going to make it happen. My expectation is in him. But I have to have that expectation. I need to let it stir in me. I need to speak about it, and I need to not counteract my confidence or my expectation with doubt and unbelief. Let me just show you a couple things. Very familiar scripture, but go to Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 19. It says, I call heaven and earth as witness today against you. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your descendants may live. I'm choosing life. I'm not choosing to listen to death. I'm not choosing to be defeated. I'm not choosing because my expectation is that God is with me and that he's for me. And this life is just for a little while anyway, but for eternity, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever, I'm going to be with him. We're going to celebrate Marlene today. I have this expectation because she loved Jesus that she's with him right now. And I expect to see her when I pass. I'm going to see Ronnie, I'm going to see Gary, I'm going to, you know, on and on the list goes. But I expect that to happen. When my last breath happens here, I have this expectation that I'm going to see Jesus. Right? But I'm also going to see all of the ones who in Jesus have passed before me. I have this expectation. What does that do? That allows me to live my life in such a way that I'm not going to let this temporary overstep the eternal. That's so good. I put before you, I like this. I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. You choose. You choose. What are you expecting? One more verse and listen to this and we'll close. Proverbs chapter 18. Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Yep.
And those who love it will eat its fruit.
Come on.
You'll eat the fruit of your tongue.
Yes.
Whether you're speaking life or you're speaking death. You're going to eat the fruit of death or life you choose.
Right.
What are you saying about your expectation? What are you saying about your expectations? Are you speaking life over your expectations or are you speaking death over what you expect?
Come on. Good word.
Nothing good ever happens to me. Shut up.
Yeah.
I'm always the cursed. Well, you know, this trial that I'm going through, you know, I'm just keep going through it, go through. Listen, you need to quit speaking death to yourself and begin to speak life. You and I both know people that you could go to try to cheer up. And if you're not careful, they'll bring you down. I refuse to be brought down. I refuse. Listen, in my years of working at the shipyard and you know, I went through a lot of things in the shipyard. But I'd go in and you always took a bus from the outer gate to the inner gate. But whenever I got in the bus and I'm traveling into work, I always just said this, Lord, I thank you that you give me favor. I thank you that you're with me. I thank you, God, that I have favor with you and favor with man, and that, Lord, you're going to bless me in this situation. I thank you, God, that you're my source, but the U.S. Navy is my resource. I thank you for this job. I thank you that it's fulfilling my needs, that it's supplying for my family, that it's helping. But Lord, you're my source. Every day. Why? Because I had an expectation that when I went into the shipyard, I was a minister of the gospel and that his favor would shine through me to affect those that were with me. I'm not bragging on me, but it did. It did because of the life of God that was in me. Are you with me? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. What are you saying? What you're saying is an absolute clue to what your expectation is. I don't know what I'm going to do wrong. I don't know how this is going to work out wrong. The Bible says that I have the mind of Christ. The Bible says if I seek Him, I'll find Him. The Bible says if I need wisdom, I need to ask of Him and He'll give it liberally to me. So I know what to do. I need to get in that quiet place and quiet myself because my expectation is from Him. Are you with me? He's for us. He's not against us. He's got you. I am convinced of this, that if we'll spend more time in the quiet place and learning to get quiet before Him, that we'll have less and less need of others to be our solution. And it's really interesting because at first it can seem like it's hard to get to that place of quiet. But the more you practice it, the easier it becomes.
Yes.
You know, when you're first starting out, it might be Father, Father, Father. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. My mind is just going all kinds of places. And I need to have worship going and I need to have this going and I need to quote the scripture over and over and I need to get, because all of these thoughts are bombarding me. But when you learn and you get to that quiet place, you can just pull over in your car and say, Lord, I just want to spend a minute with you. Father and Jesus, and all of a sudden, a presence is there. That peace is there. I'm not telling you to deny your circumstances, but what I am telling you to do is you need to speak to your future.
Yes.
Again, closing. One more thing. One more thing. I remember the day, and I could see myself in it. I could see right where I was when I was in a terrible situation. And I was going, why, God? Screaming at the top of my voice in my car driving. Why, God? But then, yet, though they slay me, I will praise your name. Even if the worst of the worst happens, God, I will praise your name and I'll live for you. And you know what? God showed up. He was my fortress. He was my strength. He was my help. Amen? So what's your expectation? What are you expecting? Put your expectations back on Him for start of 2025. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father, we just want to thank you and praise you for your goodness. Thank you for all of those that are watching online, Lord. I ask you to bless them. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, just make him Lord. Just say, I need a Savior. I know I'm a sinner. Jesus, I give you my life completely, 100%. I want to know Jesus. He'll make himself known to you. Father, I pray for their needs, healing in their bodies, rest in their minds, Lord. Financial blessings, Father, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, God, for touching them in the name of Jesus. Bless them. Amen.